we must all celebrate our national hero. And while I do not want to be controversial, let me make this clear for those who say otherwise. We do not need a Caicos national hero. We do not need a Grand Turk national hero. We do not need a PNP national hero, nor a PDM national hero. The Right Excellent Jakes McCartney is the national hero of the Turks and Caicos Islands. Did you get that? And that is why we celebrate. So at this point, I'm going to call on the president of the Commonwealth Games Association of the Turks and Caicos Islands, Mr. Godfrey Bean, a very hard-working man.
It's a pleasure and joy to be back home in Grand Turk to put on this initiative that we came up with last year. I always thought that honoring our national hero was one that I would like to be doing, because I looked across over the years and didn't like much what I had seen. So I said, Godfrey, the Commonwealth Games is an organization that is well known throughout the world and also here in the Turks and Caicos Islands, and it should be doing much more than we were doing. So I said to my team, they have a number of initiatives that I want to do, but this is one that I really wanted to do. So we set out, and that beautiful torch you see there, that was designed by myself and made by A. Louise Garland Thomas High School. Give it up for a round of applause for A. Louise Garland Thomas. It was a beautiful job.
I want everybody to hear me, because this is a time all Turks and Caicos Islanders should celebrate. It hurts my heart to see how many people gathered out here today. It's appalling. But anyhow, some of us respect and honor him. The late Right Honorable Jakes Alexander George Smith McCartney, better known as Jakes, served as the first Chief Minister of the Turks and Caicos Islands from 1976 to 1980. He was born on June 30th, 1945 in Grand Turk to Harvey and Sally McCartney. So today is his birthday, and we all should have celebrated that. I must pause here to say something. When you talk about the Junkanoo Club, people are thinking about violence. Jakes is not a violent person. He didn't tolerate violence in his camp. The Junkanoo Club became the foundation for the People's Democratic Movement, which was officially established in 1975. One of the major issues championed by Jakes and the Junkanoo Club was the protection of civil liberties. Jakes put everybody as one, family or not family. He helped everybody. And that is why I am shocked this afternoon to see how we, some of us, could be so ungrateful. I don't care which area you are in, what your affiliation, Jakes was our first hero. There's no way you can take it away. You can't take it away. He did for us what he could have done. And if he didn't pass on, we would have been, should I say it, Mr. Hall?
Say how you feel.
We would have been much further than we are today.